Well, I appreciate you bringing it up and asking more than anything.
It didn't work. Did you? Ian, get the door. It didn't work.
Your beer's exploding.
What did you do, Kyle?
It is.
You just gotta chub it.
What do I do?
Just carry it to the bathroom.
This is such a weird.
Oh, for what?
All I can see. Well, I guess he can't hear me anymore.
Mariah's really good at those. I don't know how to do it either. I can't do it either.
What just happened?
It looked like Kyle's beer was fizzing up, and then he just cupped it and was like, what do I do? But all I can say,
poor Kyle.
What I was going to say is all I could see was Kyle turned around in his chair with his arms in his lap and going, looking at Ian going, I don't know what to do. And you're like, go to the bathroom. It was so, I wasn't sure what was going on.
I'm so sorry if this was like beer in your room for a while.
Yeah, it can't be any worse than what Hunter did that one time.
Yeah, it's true.
Hunter set a full beer on my carpet floor one time and then knocked it over.
Oh.
And I was like, thanks, dog.
He's like,
appreciate
well, I'll
you.
Let this drain out here in the carpet. I'll go get another one.
Yeah. Now Kyle put a lime in his alcohol.
Did you try to do the thumb thing?
Yep. Yeah.
God.
I was like, I don't know how to do that. Mariah's really good at it.
I thought you just put your thumb over it and just, you know, just do it.
You just put it in your mouth.
How big's your thumb? How big's your thumb?
Not very.
Here, hold it up.
Hold
to
it
the...
up to the bottle.
There you go. I don't know.
No, that's a tight
flip
fit.
Flip it over again?
Nope.
Okay.
Can't
do it with your old one.
What's gonna happen?
It'll
let me get the good air in there. Just. God.
How goes it, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to How We Do Podcast, a self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. My name's Ian, and to my right, as always, is Kyle.
Thank you.
And across the pond, we've got Jarrett.
Hello.
And next to him, we've got Gage.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
It's been a week. I'm older. I've grown since last week. And now it's my cat's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Toby.
What a cutie.
He can hear good.
Please review the show.
I don't care much for birthdays. Except for mine.
You're like a... What's the Bahumbug guy?
Scrooge.
You're like Scrooge for birthdays.
Yeah, every day of the year, except for May 25th.
The worst day, some would say.
Some would?
It's the day that the magpie...
Finish that thought.
That's it. It's the day of the magpie.
The day of the magpie. You know what? I'm going to look out what happens on that day and figure out if it is the worst day.
Is it a Tuesday?
I think it's a Monday this year.
Well, we cannot
died
do it
on my birthday, and the Titanic sank. So if it can be worse than that, then I'll give you props.
Okay.
Watch Teddy Roosevelt have died on your birthday. How wild would that shit be?
Or it was
I would
like
be
born.
So heavy.
That would be crazy. Our two presidential rivals.
Oh, here's holidays. Is that good?
Can be.
Ooh, Geek Pride Day.
It's match made in heaven.
National Tap Dance Day.
Okay. Not bad.
Towel Day.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, wow. Africa Day.
Very good.
I'm culturally appropriate.
Culturally appropriate.
Yep. A little bit of bird in there.
A little bit of magpie, some would say.
Some would say. It's neat because we're looking at each other this week.
Yes, this is very, yeah.
We're doing a meeting.
I hate it.
A video meeting, virtual connection.
Did you guys miss our faces?
I missed elements of your face.
Which part specifically? Talk about it in detail.
The skin. The pores. I got a nose hair trimmer.
On the podcast?
Wait, what did you say?
What?
He has the biggest beard.
I have the biggest beard on the podcast.
You do now.
Mm-hmm.
Jared does.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Kyle's close. Mm-hmm. His grew so far inward that it's coming out the top of his head. That's why.
Yeah,
his
hair's Kyle has the most hair on the podcast. He looks like a lion.
Mm.
It's down past his shoulders now.
Yep.
Do you ever get confused for like a Sean White where you live?
I wish. I really wish somebody would. I need to start wearing flip flops more, I think.
Sean, is that you? Hey, just try and get like go somewhere with Ian, have him do it. He'll tell people you're Sean White constantly, and you got to be like,
Sean.
Yeah, Ian.
So do I go and buy like fake gold medals just in case they like try to question me?
Oh, he's not an asshole, Kyle. He just
he's
going to wear his medals all over the place.
What you need to do is you need to Photoshop yourself on top of Sean White's body accepting rewards.
Okay.
Like, yeah, dog, that's me.
Like money and stuff?
Yeah, there's money okay. rewards that he gets, all of his big money.
Him with a sweet Mountain Dew.
You slid on snow real good. Here's your money.
Can I take a picture of him jumping like with a snowboard and then just put my face on it?
Like feet up?
Yeah.
Just like he's, a got, really his, he's weird, got it above like... his head, he jumps.
Yeah.
Or do you mean doing tricks and
stuff? Doing tricks, yeah.
Oh, okay. And doing stunts. His spins.
Mm-hmm.
You notice how that's the only trick you can really do on a snowboard is a spin or a flip?
Yeah. As opposed to like what are you doing on a skateboard?
You can throw the skateboard around.
Well, yeah,
you can kickflip, you can tray flip. What if they made snowboards to where like they weren't attached to your feet and you had
nobody
to just,
would
like,
be able to do it.
What would you do?
You Fall. Would do like skateboarding but snowboarding.
So mountain
Falling
boarding.
Style.
Mountain boarding's a thing.
Mm-hmm. I wanted one for I don't know why.
Johnny what was it, Johnny Bahama?
Was
the mountain one?
Bonnie Jahama.
Maybe.
Was there Could a mountain be. Man Johnny Tsunami ripoff?
Yeah, it was Johnny Bahama.
Yeah.
And he had a mountain board, and it was like they strapped him to your feet and you went down a hill.
Yeah. The tagline was Johnny Bahama, it means no worries.
For the rest of your days.
If I wasn't familiar with Lion King, I might buy into that. I'm close.
Lion King took it from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a struggle. Actually, it was a Disney Channel original movie,
it was
so
a struggle. They both had it in their hands, pulling it away from each other. Almost had a Freaky Friday, but someone let
it
go.
It means no worries.
Yeah, for the rest of our days. Not you
my
guys.
Day. I need to go down this big mountain with a wood strap to my feet. Give me this, they said.
Star Wars released on my birthday.
Mm. Which one?
The first one.
Which?
Phantom
which,
Menace?
Yeah, which one?
Oh, no. Sorry. 4.
Okay, the bad one.
1977. Duh. The first bomb from the Unabomber was detonated on my birthday.
Whoa.
It's pretty cool.
That's a very neat thing.
Oh, and Oprah Winfrey had her last show on my birthday, so Rest all kinds of tragedies.
Did the Unabomber make multiple bombs?
He made a lot.
Well, he's the Unabomber.
Well, it's from Texas, and everyone in Texas is kind of stupid.
That's like saying I'm the double runner and I only run one time.
But you have two legs. Someone could confuse you.
What if I didn't?
Show me.
The camera's on. I don't
prove it.
I got nothing.
Oh, shit. You got me.
You figured out the double runner. I've been caught.
Two legs.
That was my secret.
Mm.
We can talk about dudes days now.
It is. I can't believe it's not butter 21st.
It means margarine.
And it's big word day.
What's your favorite big word?
Do you want my actual answer or my funny answer?
Do you have more than one?
Nope, they're the same answer.
Okay, go for it.
Falasinasihelifelification.
Now spell it.
I can't do that.
Okay.
But I can tell you what it means.
Well, Jared, what do you think it means?
It means you are an expert in the study of falasihasi nullification. I think I missed part of that word.
You did. But that is not it. Falasihasi helifelification.
Helifella. That's what I missed.
Helifella.
Helifella is pretty cool. How could you forget the coolest part of the word?
Yeah, that's like the best.
Oh, because I was too busy with Fanasihasi.
It kind of sounds like the bill you get if you want to sell falafel at a beach.
Okay.
Nope. Damn.
Can I get the word one more time?
Falasi nasi helifellification.
It's about trying. It's a group trying to find the Loch Ness monster.
Nope.
Damn.
That sounds good, though.
It does sound really good. Philosinase helophilification means the process of making a decision.
That sounds like deciding with more letters.
It is 100%, and that's why it's my favorite word. My favorite big word.
Well, the thing is, they couldn't decide on the letters to use for the word. Yeah.
So they just put them all in.
All of them.
It's a 26-letter word.
Huh.
That's great. My favorite big word is large. Because it's like big, but bigger.
Sometimes.
Well, it's not called a large Mac.
Mm.
What?
Rebuttal?
It's not called a what?
Large Mac. It's a Big Mac. And it's the biggest sandwich.
It's not. They have one bigger.
No, yeah. They also now have a... It actually is called a Large Mac.
I don't buy it.
No, objection. It's a double... I think it's like a double Big Mac or something.
Call them. Show me the receipt.
Here, we've done that before. We have absolutely called
Double Big Mac. What's it called?
Dad Mac.
It's called Mac a double Daddy. Big Mac.
How I would call it Mac Daddy.
Oh, Mac Daddy's a good
It's
one.
Called a double Big Mac. How double creative. Mac.
Wow.
Wow, we got Failed. Fuzzy, huh?
Yeah, a bit.
Oh, there it goes. Autofocus.
Nope. I was always impartial to onomatopoeia.
Yep.
For no reason. That's it. I think it's fun.
Huh?
I don't know if I have a favorite big word, but...
fucking figure it out, Kyle. Yeah.
Mississippi, just because there's like three letters.
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, we're picking long words.
No, you got it, Ian. Mississippi!
We're picking
That's how they say it.
Words.
You come down Mississippi? You know, Mississippi River. Where we catch all crawdaddies. Mississippi.
I thought we were doing big words, but you guys are doing long words.
I like how your joke is still going.
I like philodendron.
You guys remember...
flower?
You guys remember...
Or what about a rhododendron?
The lady with the umbrella?
Mary Poppins?
That's it, yeah.
Why does nobody say that?
Because it's not a real word, dum-dum. That's not a real word, dum-dum.
It was sang about. It has to be a real word. It was in a children's movie. It won can't teach you wrong things.
It won an Oscar.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite song from that movie, so I recognize it.
Was yours the ones with the chimney sweeps?
Yeah, absolutely.
The deep cuts. So.
I used to listen to that song constantly when I was a kid. I was like, hell yeah, give me more Dick Van Dyke, and I'll listen to Chim Chimmery Roo all over the place.
Chim Chimney.
Never saw the movie.
Chim Chimney Chim Chim Chiroo.
Wow.
I don't remember seeing that movie
Gosh.
Either.
Gosh.
What's wrong, Kyle?
I'm looking at some very big words.
Say that one.
This one?
Say number two.
Oh. I feel like that's the thing you were talking about.
Nope.
Oh.
You got
okay,
it.
Hold on.
Got it in one.
Okay. It is pseudo hyperthyroidism. Thyroidism.
That was also found by the police.
I found pneumono ultramicroscopic silica volcaniconiosis.
Try the second one.
That was very difficult. It's a synonym for the disease known as silicosis. So instead of saying silicosis, you can say that long one.
That's is silicosis celiacs?
What?
I'm not a doctor.
Is silicosis celiacs? Like celiacs disease?
Lung disease?
Then I don't think so. I think celiacs is when your blood's thin.
We can make it. We could say it is.
It is.
We can change podcast. The meaning if we need to.
We have
apparently
powers.
If you inhale silica dust, you get that.
The little thing.
I guess so. If you crush them up.
You smart him.
Fucked up, bro. You're dead.
You will die.
Read number five.
I think we have.
Holy shit. Number five is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I know. Do you guys remember anti-disestablishmentarianism?
Absolutely.
Yes. What is that from?
It was from a commercial.
Okay.
That didn't answer the question.
You said what was it from?
Yeah, what commercial?
Do you know?
I don't know, but if I click on this.
Are you going to have to get a quote from something?
Well...
Go ahead.
Speak it out loud.
It doesn't say, but apparently it was on a television show in the 1950s called The $64,000 Question.
Of course.
And somebody correctly spelled it to win.
So it was
also
the first...
apparently it's used in a Duke Ellington song.
Duke Ellington.
That's where I know it from.
I only know it that word from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and they say they make it about tacos. So that's my meaning for it.
What is it?
They make that word about tacos.
Mm.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism, right?
Yeah, sure.
They make it like anti-taco.
It was a Dairy Queen commercial.
Oh, there you go.
Gage, do you have the list by chance?
What list?
I don't know. What list?
The Doomsday list?
Possibly.
Do you not see it on your screen?
No.
We see you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you full screened us?
In 1080p.
I like this more. Just say one.
Kyle, it's your bit.
It's your day.
What do you want it to be?
It's Keep Off the Grass Day.
Get off of that grass.
The day after. Keep off of it.
Just get off. The grass.
Yes.
I've never been on grass in my life.
I don't believe
That's right. Keep off.
We took all the grass away because of the illness, the virus. I almost said vitamins, but that's not
the
it.
The Flintstone vitamins the came out virus, strong, bro. And we said no.
No grass, no basketball hoops, no water.
No soccer.
No socks.
No Getting ass. Rid of it.
Keep all them the weedos out of the mix.
So is that a, like, jailable offense? Is, like, being on the grass?
Like the
is
signs it, that
yeah,
say?
On yeah. That day, yeah.
Yeah.
So on this day, it's only jailable.
I mean, everything's jailable if the cop wants you there bad enough.
It's fair.
Sounds like a date.
Anything's jailable if I want you bad enough.
Yeah. You're coming home with me. The government's home.
You want to ride my jail. Squad car?
You have to sit in the back.
You ever been in taxpayer-funded housing?
It's a free Uber.
It is. It's a Fruber.
You know, if you get really hurt but also commit a crime, the cops will drive you to the hospital in their cop car instead of an ambulance costing you $1,000 to do it. That's a life hack.
So basically what you're saying is always carry some sort of weapon, and if you get hurt, just threaten
someone.
If
you rob a bank, jump out the window, get cut up real good, but not bad enough that you need an ambulance, get put in this squad car, drive to the hospital, handcuffed to the bed, they stitch you up, don't have to pay for the hospital.
But see, here's the thing.
Yeah, what's up?
If I'm going to rob a bank, I'm trying my hardest not to get caught.
But what if it's too late and they got the place surrounded?
I mean, if they got me surrounded, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to run.
Go where?
Go
I'm through the window?
I'm just going. I'm running. Balls.
How do people rob banks? How do they get out of there? Like, holy shit.
Were you still at Millbrook when that guy robbed the bank?
Yep.
And he ran into the school?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What a ballsy move.
I forgot about that. I wasn't alive at that time. I'm pretty sure that was senior year.
Your senior year?
I'm pretty sure.
It was awesome.
That's when I was in a coma.
Yeah, I was lost to the birds.
About like a successful bank robber who he wouldn't like go in and like, everybody down, it's a robbery, bang, bang. You know, he would go in and hand the bank teller a note saying, give me all the money. And the bank teller's like, okay. Hands him all the money, and he tries to briskly leave the place without making a commotion, and she's going to be busy calling the cops. But, like, it worked a lot of times, but eventually he got caught, like, on the seventh time or something,
yeah,
went to
like
jail,
an idiot.
And then wrote a book about it.
Bro, the first time you try to rob a bank, if you get away from
it, tell me how to do it.
You stop.
Are you talking about Larson?
Brie Larson?
No, yeah, Brie Larson. She robbed...
Steve Larson?
Is this guy... I've been watching a shit ton of his YouTube videos. Does he
dance?
Yeah. No, he was a jewel thief. He was like America's biggest jewel thief, and he went to prison.
What?
I don't think
that's... Dude, why would you steal them? They only cost like $16 at Sheetz.
Your humor today is just all over the place. I don't think it's the same person either.
Yeah, something Larson. Cool guy. I really like his videos.
What else is the YouTube about?
His first name's Grant.
This is my garage.
No, he works for the police now.
Oh, so he's like the guy that hacked into Google and Google gave him a job hacking other things?
Yeah, pretty much.
That they could be hacked on.
He's a double
like,
agent.
After like 11 Ooh. Years of prison, they were like, you know what? We can work with you. He was like, okay.
But he was like, fuck cops.
Right? Maybe. I'd have to ask him.
Fuck the police.
What's next, Kyle? What you got?
What's next, Kyle? What you got?
It is National Tea Day.
Wow. That's fucked up, actually.
Why?
You're just going to fucking forget about the kindergarteners?
Fuck the kids.
Name
a famous basketball player that said that.
Mike Tyson.
Not a basketball player.
Damn it.
Really wanted said,
you to think I that believe was you.
He said, fuck them kids.
Was it Michael Jordan?
It was Michael Jordan. Got it and won.
There you go.
My brain stopped.
That's a famous Space Jam quote.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not going back and live with the Looney Tunes now. I'm banging out Lola Bunny. Fuck those kids that I have. Why was Lola Bunny so attractive in that movie?
I don't know.
It's so weird, right?
Yeah.
That's what inspired furries.
Is you that know, true?
Let's be very honest.
Go ahead. It is now.
Be honest.
That Ian is probably absolutely correct. I blame Space Jam for the current generation of furries.
Yeah, I'm for the furry it. Pandemic. No, everyone's worried about Corona. I'm worried about furries.
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit was a woman.
That's a woman.
Yeah.
She wasn't an animal though.
Whatever.
That's a cartoon people... doesn't make it a furry. An animal makes it a furry.
Listen, people sympathize with Jessica Rabbit to fuck Roger Rabbit.
Okay, that's
called,
fine.
That's called bestiality.
Yeah.
How do we know that's not a man? Wait, Lola Bunny's a bunny.
Yeah, that's what furries is.
No, it's because they're attracted to animals banging each other.
They're attracted to an animal.
That is a human?
They're not actively, they're not, okay.
Apparently, it originated from a science fiction convention in 1980.
Did you search what started furries?
I sure did. What literally? I quite literally not typed in what started furries.
Hold on. I like the first. What people also ask? Why do we like furries? And how do
we
furries
don't
talk?
We don't.
Who is the oldest
the royal
furry?
We?
The first furry.
Ooh, Wikifur, the furry encyclopedia. Here we go.
Yeah,
it's got like a holy Bible.
There's a lot of words.
That go here. History.
There you go.
Wait, was Animorphs all about furries?
No, Animorphs was people that turned into animals.
Did they fuck then?
No.
What's the difference between furries?
They just not... They're concerned personas. About the middle stage, I guess.
The weird in-between where they still kind of have like an anteater's nose, but like a human
they're
face.
Humanoid. They're humanoid beings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Lola Bunny.
Numerous titles featuring anthropomorphic characters rose to prominence, including... Albedo, Anthropomorphics, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Usagi Yojimbo.
Sounds like a Asian thing.
Yeah, sure does. I'm gonna start.
Furry started with. Oh, good. I imagine I know where you're at.
Nope, Lola Bunny's not on there. No, I'm not on that website.
Bullshit. Okay.
I'm not. I wish it was though.
Well, I hate furries. Get them out of here. Furries and 4chan.
Tea? National Tea Day?
I don't like tea that much.
It's,
that's why we throw it into the harbor.
It has to be sweet tea, though.
There was, it's the thing. So whenever I go up to Boston, I'll order tea or something. And they're like, here you go. Sweet. And I'm like, this is fucking dish water. What the fuck? This is disgusting. Get this away from me.
This is bad coffee.
The last time I went to PAX, I had a sore throat and I was coughing a lot and I was losing my voice. And I went to a restaurant and the waitress there was like, do you want some tea for your sore throat? I was like, no, it's okay. And she was like, do you want some tea? I said, okay. She brought me tea. They're very pushy up there with the tea.
Yeah, tea and honey gets rid of sore throats. Honey's very good for sore throats.
And whiskey.
And can I just eat honey?
You can. It's going to taste terrible, but yay.
I've got honey whiskey here. I'm just cutting out the tea part.
It's a mix of both.
There you go.
Take it right now. Take it straight to the head.
No, that's okay. I do have 4 shot glasses lined up right here, though.
Get Garrett, slammed. Get slammed on Cam.
I definitely don't want one.
Oh, slam Cam. That get sounds, on slam Cam.
Sounds kind of hot.
Do it, you and Jarrett.
I just, honestly, if I hadn't just finished all of my Coke, I would do it right now.
Whoa. Doubt it. Prove it.
I would take a shot 100% right now.
Prove it.
If I had
a chaser. You don't have a chaser.
Prove it, puss.
I'm not here to... Don't let those time thieves over
peer
here...
Peer pressure.
I'm a peer pressure.
Nightmare.
A cure to retardation.
That was, that's like, what's with that thing that they would do? They would shove an ice pick up your head?
A lobotomy?
Yeah.
Oh, liposuction.
Yep, that's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
They would liposuck your brain.
Step two. All right, stick the hose in, get the brain out.
Let's get that fat out of that brain.
They would liposuck the bad out, right out of your noggin.
Liposuck my dick.
Would that work?
I don't know.
You ever use a vacuum?
Small enough hose?
What do you mean? Have I ever used a vacuum? Or have I ever used a vacuum to pleasure yourself?
Have you ever used a vacuum to pleasure Gage?
I have used a vacuum before, but I have never used a vacuum.
Oh, well, you get it. Hell yeah, brother. I have never used
a vacuum on a person.
Her name was Lola.
Lolo.
I still dream of that night. Yeah.
It's also National Yellow Bat Day.
Okay.
That's how we got coronavirus.
Bat soup.
Hmm.
I don't regret this.
It's also Tuna Rights Day.
We need more tuna rights. I'm a tuna rights activist.
Okay.
What are you looking up, Gage?
I went to cosmopolitan.com.
Very cool.
God.
Here's the article that was from last year, almost a year ago, actually, a year ago yesterday. Weird. It says, wait, these animated characters are legitimately hot. Do any of them predate?
Still on Lola.
Huh? I was about to say, you know she goes on that list.
It's got to be Lola, Jessica Bunny.
All right.
Human Shrek is number two.
Influential.
Megara? Is that how you say it?
Meg Ryan?
Meg Ryan, yeah. Oh, Kronk from Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah, Kronk is hot. Definitely.
What a weird list.
That's furries.
Robin Hood started furries.
That's furries.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
The old dude from Lilo and Stitch? David?
What? The old dude? What old dude?
So, who David? Made this list?
Hold on. The next one's Charlie from All Dogs Go to Heaven. It is a dog.
What the fuck?
Amazing.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Who the fuck?
Dean McCoppin from The Iron Giant.
Made this list.
I don't know.
What?
The Giant from Iron Giant.
Frozone from The Incredibles.
He just sounds like Chris Rock.
Debbie Thornberry from Wild Thornberries. Scar from The Lion King.
How? Just look like a lion.
Who's Shigo from Kim Possible?
Yeah, that's the villain. Dumb dumb.
I didn't never watch the show.
You never watched Kim Possible? What's wrong with you?
Ass, I watched Kim Possible.
What does she say? Like, what's the sitch?
Yeah.
The next is Prince Charming from Shrek the Third.
This is a shitty list.
Li Shang from Mulan. These are hot cartoon characters, Jared.
Do you guys want to make... Should we make our own list?
Of hot cartoon characters?
Yeah.
All right, Larry the Lobster's fucking smoking.
He's a smokehouse.
What about Muscle Bob? Remember when SpongeBob gets his muscles?
Mm. Yeah, I sure do. Oh, second incredible character, Elastigirl. Oh,
okay, but have you...
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Jarrett. What were you going to add?
What's next there?
Every mom from every Pixar movie has got an absolute dump truck ass. I saw that on Facebook the other day, and it's absolutely true.
We never see Andy's mom.
No.
Do we?
No, we do. You're lucky. We do. She talks. I don't think she has a name, though.
But she's not. Is she Pixar?
Disney Pixar. It's
Toy Story. Disney Dumb Pixar. Dumb.
Well, I didn't answer my question.
What? He is Pixar. She is Pixar.
Okay, thank
you. She Pixar.
She is all of it.
Now, that didn't really answer my furry thing. Hot animal cartoon.
Yeah, you don't.
Please.
I know because I typed in Andy's mom's butt, and it doesn't exist.
Oh, you don't see her butt. Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
Andy's mom's butt.
It does not exist.
It was never thought of.
15 animal cartoon characters that are inexplicably sexy. Here we go. Lola Bunny's number one.
Of course.
That's going to be number one everywhere.
I like in the article that they say, for reference, this is an actual rabbit, and they just put a different picture of a bunny there. I don't know what this is.
What?
What? Is that like orange juice?
It's a sexy giraffe.
It's a really tall giraffe.
Well, how fucking big do you think giraffes are anyway?
Giraffes they are don't tall. Look like that, Gage.
What are you talking about? You need to hold an orange drink.
All I can see is your guys' camera.
I was going to say, how do we see what you're saying?
Unfull screen the camera. It's like I screen share this.
What do you mean?
Turn off screen share. Here we go. Sure. I told you I turned it on. You see this? Yeah. Okay. Roxanne from a Goofy movie.
No, you gotta go show him the giraffe.
Oh, here's a giraffe.
Who the fuck is that?
That's a giraffe. Have you never seen one?
No, I get
it. Look at this man here. All about them giraffe baps.
He's all about it.
Giraffe baps. Gerbaps.
Gerbaps. Minerva Mink from the Animaniacs?
Never seen it.
Anyone remember this one?
Mm-mm.
Probably. It's probably like a one episode
Hot thing. Tiger.
Hot Tiger from Zootopia, of course.
Tony, you mean? Larry the Lobster. Larry the
Obviously. Lobster, he should be top five.
Of Cleo from Pinocchio?
It's a goldfish.
It's a goldfish with them DSLs. Whoa. Georgette from Oliver and Company.
Such a good movie.
Sandy from SpongeBob. The Tasmanian She-Devil.
No.
Looney Tunes. She's got some sass on her, though. Look at that.
She does.
Nope.
She's got big feet.
I don't like what she represents.
Angie from Shark Tale. Christ.
Oh, BuzzFeed made this list. That makes sense.
That's
now.
Why this one.
Gadget. Everybody loved Gadget.
I've never seen Chip and Dale.
What?
That should be higher, I feel like.
Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
People are so dumb.
Mousy Galore from Pinky and the Brain. I don't remember this character at all. Whoa.
What?
The Cadbury Caramel Bunny Cadbury advert. I've never seen this. This looks like Rule 34 that we usually look up.
Yeah.
We.
Just gonna. This is the picture of Lola Bunny they use, by the way.
Oh, of course.
Yep.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Terrible.
Excellent.
Turn your camera back on. So we can see what you look like.
I don't like that you can't have both.
No. Can't.
Can't do it.
Okay.
Good Impossible. Lord.
And that's it for the news days.
Do you guys think podcasting has gone too far, especially in today's age of pandemic?
We're allowed to have one, so that's already too far.
Well, we started one two years ago.
We signed the contract about 2 years ago. Yeah.
How do you guys feel about work, like places of work starting podcasts?
Are they doing that?
Yes.
They sure as shit fucking better not.
Do they need somebody that can put it together and host it for them?
I don't know.
Services are available.
But like, what the fuck would you talk about on a work podcast?
Yeah.
Now that our numbers were in the tank today, Jim, but I think we're going to get them back on the turnaround.
Like, instead of holding meetings, they're making a podcast from higher ups and then sending it out to the employees so they can listen to it about work things?
No, fuck no. That would make too much sense.
It's literally a podcast of the higher ups.
Listen,
that's it.
I hold a lot of resentment towards my previously held office jobs.
Uh-huh.
I fucking hate it. The idea that they would make a podcast is absolutely atrocious.
Why do you think it's them?
Huh?
Why do you think it's them?
No, I just mean,
is it
having worked in an having worked in an office environment?
Can I get a link to this?
We can try to find one.
Oh, having worked in an office environment for like the past 6 years, where they refuse to even send small, minor details through email, I can't imagine that they would ever put anything on a podcast and be like, here, guys, we made this for you guys to all listen to. No. They're going to pull you out, make sure that you can't do your job while they tell you fucking one sentence over the course of 45 minutes. Office jobs suck. Don't do it.
Do you have this? Have you listened to it?
I don't think it's a thing yet. It's scheduled to live stream. But yeah.
They put out a blast.
Put out a blast. So I don't know what to do with his information.
What are they gonna talk about?
That's what I wanna know.
See, I know there's a lot of different podcasts out there, not a lot of them are comedy. But a lot of the ones I will gravitate towards are comedy. And
that's
just
because the only podcasts that fucking matter are
do
comedy.
They want you to. That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Do they want you to listen to it because you're an employee there or because they think it's entertaining?
I think it's...
Is it through the business itself, or is it the people who work... Okay.
It's through the... It's a company-wide...
It's a company
sanctioned
podcast.
Thing. Yes. Yeah.
Man, we gotta get a copy of that.
I know. We have to listen to the first one and see what's up. See what's going on.
Oh, man. I want an invite to that. So
that's why I want to know. Has podcasting gone too far? Are people so bored now they're just like, fuck it. Let's make a podcast about it.
I think people were bored before then where they were like, hey, we think we're funny, the four of us, when we hang out. I wonder if other people will think that we're funny, too. And then they put a podcast together, and they do it for 2.5 years. And here we are.
Yep. They have 3 fans.
Thank you, each and every one of you. God bless you.
Like us.
You can thank them individually.
Mm-hmm. I'll text you later.
Man, that's tough. I don't know. If I worked at a place, like an office, that had a lot of employees and had a lot of higher-ups and things, and they sent out an email like, hey, be on the lookout next week for our company podcast, I would be like, for one, I'm not listening to this.
No.
First of all, if I'm working from home, I definitely don't want to. I'm glad I don't have to talk to anybody on a normal basis. I don't want to know what you're doing. I don't want to know about your lives. I don't give a shit. Secondly, there's nothing in this that can be worthwhile that I want to hear about. Because there's a few options to this. One, they're talking about work. I don't want to talk about work.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Especially under this quarantine thing. I'm working from home anyway. That's all I want to do. I want to work from home, stop, not talk about work. Two, the only time I like talking about work is when I talk shit about the business or the company or the people that work there. And if they're not doing that on the podcast, they don't have my interest.
Yeah. Three, what if they're just fucking blasting people?
Dude, I would love that. That would be the
best. This dude boom. This dude boom.
It's a million hits. That would be awesome. Just, they're going down through the employee list like, let's talk shit about this person next. Yep. God, that'd be great.
It's this one's turn.
Three, if it's like they're like a buddy podcast where they get together and like, hey, how are you guys holding up? How's quarantine going? Well, what have you been doing? Oh, I got a new dog. Well, why'd you do that? You shouldn't get a dog unless they have a mask. Blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I don't care about their lives. I wouldn't care about their lives. If I cared about their lives as a person I work with, I'm probably already texting them anyway or discording with them or something or doing something if they're my friends. If they're my bosses and they want me to know about their lives through their podcast, I don't give a shit. There's not a chance. Not a chance. This sounds so crazy to me.
Yeah.
That'd be funny. Like a work Discord server. That'd be so funny.
You know they're trying to use TeamSpeak. Like, they have to be.
Yeah, I'd rather kill myself.
Either TeamSpeak or Skype.
Ventrilo or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Vent, yeah. That's old.
Slack.
People still use Vent?
I doubt it.
Slack's fine.
Slack's all right. Slack is like a paid worse Discord, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer Discord, but Slack's good for, like, business stuff, that for just texting people. That's why I like it.
That's awful.
God, I couldn't imagine.
I hate every bit of it. Yeah. I hate the fact that the idea has now entered my brain, so thank you for that.
A work podcast.
Isn't that shit wild? I had to bring it up. Kyle was worried.
I'm still worried about it.
It was basically what I wanted to be, the shit-talking podcast from their work, when you three were all working at the same place, though. So they already got to live that podcast. Now I want to hear what this official one is. Oh, that's awesome. Who's going to be on it? Do you know?
I don't. Possibly. I'll have to reread the email. I'm not 100% sure.
People I knew, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
I can't wait.
This is cool. I want to hear it so bad. I want to hear this train wreck.
Be sure to like and subscribe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like it's going to be like a lot of blank noise and a lot of just like, so...
Or you know what they're going to run into is maybe they're going to have the same audio issues that we have still 2.5 years in, where they're like, oh, the mic was either unplugged or not plugged in all the way, or sometimes the phone is fucking with something, or like, oh, why are you super loud compared to that person? What's wrong with that audio in general? Something like that. Or they're going to have a ton of dead air where they're like, oh, yeah, and this happened. And someone else is going to be like, yep.
Very cool.
See, yeah, and then like they don't know how to talk to somebody without while making it something that's listenable. Instead they're just like, oh yeah,
we still don't know how to do that.
Well, we're getting there. I'm talking a lot right now.
2 years, 2.5 years practice, we're getting there.
Well, you guys have 2.5 years practice. I have like 8 years practice, so yeah, I'm good at six. This, right?
You should be carrying us.
Yeah, where's your get a bigger
I'm
backpack.
I'm lifting a lot. What's that?
Get a bigger backpack.
I've got three backpacks right here.
Whoa,
a fourth bag.
A bag,
yeah, and then there's another bag there with podcast stuff in it.
Whoa. Not enough,
why
I say.
Why don't we use that stuff?
Huh?
Is that the good stuff?
That's the stuff we use. That's the bad stuff there.
Oh.
Yeah. I have good and bad XLRs.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I only have one.
Oh, well, that's up. You know, that's terrible.
You should just send them just, some business expenses.
Yep.
Just wait.
Just wait.
Just wait.
Did you buy a lot more?
No, it'll go out eventually.
He bought 50.
Kyle, like, did Kyle you buy them with Trump your Trump bucks.
Check?
Possibly. Trump bucks, Costco was having a sale.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Oh, did everybody get their Trump bucks?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure did.
Yep.
Oh, dope.
Did you buy anything?
I bought a Switch.
Bought a Switch? You guys buy anything?
Nope. Groceries. So.
I bought a Lamar Jackson jersey and saved the rest.
Yeah.
I paid off my credit card. Sale.
Hell yeah.
So.
And what's the number to that?
Is that essential? That's not essential.
Well, I still owe. I didn't pay it all the way off.
I paid some of it.
I paid the minimum payment.
Man, a work podcast. What are you expecting out of this thing?
I really like.
I think it's gonna be dirt shit. If I'm being honest,
I'm very curious.
Send them this show, and they're like, this is a podcast.
Yeah.
And then they get it, and they're like, wait a minute, are they talking about us?
That's not
what. Oh, hang on.
It's going to sound fuck? Like a meeting. I guarantee it's going to sound
oh, yeah.
like a meeting.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to sound
yeah,
like
yeah.
a work meeting.
People aren't going to be close enough to their microphones, or they're going to do that thing that work meetings do where they set one intercom in the center of a table,
yep.
and everybody has to talk into that one.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yep.
it's going to pick up everybody. We can hear each other, right? It's not how it works. You're going to fuck it up. Or they're all going to talk into, like, camera. Or they're doing this from home, where yep. they're just talking into webcams or the computer laptops. Think, that's good enough audio.
What you're going to get is they're going to be talking to you, and then, you know, they're gonna talk, like, you know. And then they're
like
going to turn their head.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to turn their head to talk to, you know, Jim down the hall, and then, you know, it's just going to be awful.
I'm just
I really
very
hope
curious.
That worked the way I hoped it worked.
It did.
I'm just, I'm dope. I'm very curious to know if, like, they've done any, like, dry runs.
Oh,
like
testing a podcast,
testing
who
everything,
the fuck does
and
that?
Like
no, we
you
didn't
know.
Even do that.
Kind of.
Somebody's the A words listening in here. Sorry,
die.
I
unplugged mine.
And yeah,
mm-hmm.
I've got three.
Why?
I want to be listened to.
Oh, you have the Jujil.
I want to be watched.
I want people to know what I'm doing constantly. Yeah, because I think what our test podcast just turned into the first episode.
Yeah, basically.
Because it was good, though.
Yeah. yeah.
It was a good episode. Oh, man. That's awesome.
So I'll listen to it, and I'll report back.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, yeah, yeah.
find the link.
How
or
do you think
something.
It's going to be delivered to you, Kyle? Do you think they're going to have a host somewhere? Do you think they're going to get a SoundCloud Pro account? Do you think they're just going to email you an MP3?
I think they're either going to do just email an MP3 or put it on, like, the Q drive.
Okay.
Be like, oh, it's on our company drive. Check
or,
it out.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be like a WAV file that's like a gig and a half.
Yeah.
Uncompressed and just like yeah. loud. Just
that's
all loud.
That's
going to
be amazing.
God.
I can't wait.
I love like rookie podcasts like that. Just doing this so long and knowing things like it. Just like seeing people go through like, why the fuck did this happen? Oh, fuck, we didn't even record. Or something like that.
That was a good show.
Yeah, man, that was amazing.
It's just like everything is just linked to a Google Drive, like every episode. It's yeah. not even like on anything.
Underground
check the new podcast folder.
Yeah.
We got a new episode in there. No, no one's opened up the podcast folder in weeks. Oh man, that's awesome. I'm kind of jealous.
I am too. I wish we could start over.
Wow.
There's still time. I was talking to Carrie today, baby feet Carrie,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I did something and I said the phrase I made it dumb and she's like yeah you did. I was like we should have called that the podcast. We should call it I made it dumb. And here we go. Here's the show.
Made it dumb.
There's a free title for anybody out there listening who wants to start their own podcast. If anybody out there is listening and wants to start their own podcast, please send me the first episode.
Yes,
I will. And I will review it on this show at length.
The first episode's always the best.
It's always mm-hmm. the best. You gotta get your feet wet. You know, just jump in there.
Dip that snoot.
You won't know until you try.
That Snoop Doop.
We just got lucky.
And continue to get lucky that nobody listens.
Yeah.
But that is something I tell people all the time. When I have people come to me and they're like, I want to start a podcast. I see you do podcasts. I want to start one. I'm like, first, don't even worry about having good equipment. Just start doing one.
Mm-hmm.
Just start doing it. Figure it out on the way. We had like three different microphones in here for the first time we were doing it. And it was rinky-dinky and quick and... got it out, and it was fine. But even then, I was doing podcasts for four or five people with one Yeti, and that sounded like shit. But you got to at least start making something, and then you learn how to do it. So maybe, you know what? Good on this workplace for putting together a podcast. I still want to hear how bad this is
going to be. Oh, I do too.
I want to hear how terrible it's going to end up being. Because not everyone has a good first episode.
Can we review it?
Our first episode or their first episode?
No, first episode.
100%. That might get some people in trouble.
It might get one person in trouble.
We'll see. We'll see.
Kyle, I think somebody's sick that day.
Yeah, Kyle, yeah, you might be sick that day.
You're sick.
You're a sick boy. That's it. He's sick. What can I say? He's got it. He's got the Rona.
Wait, what beer are you drinking, Kyle?
It's a Miller High Life.
A champagne of beer. What do you mean?
A lime in a Miller High Life?
It's fancy.
That's what I said. I said it's not a Corona.
Heard anyone doing that. Yeah. Huh.
Mariah was like, "You want any limes?" And I was like, "It's a Miller High Life." She goes, "Some people like lime." And the car was like, "Leave some out."
You should have been like, "Mariah, what else do you put limes in?" Like cereal, other milks.
Milk.
I have a lime with my banana. Banana, lime. Banana, lime.
Mm-hmm.
Put the lime in the coconut.
Absolutely. Coconut and lime.
You don't mix them together.
You can't.
Don't.
That's what the witch doctor said, right? Well, I know the witch doctor.
Okay, what do you say?
He said I'm very sick. I've got a
disease. Bring your ancestors back. Hold hands. That's the witch doctor.
Hi, how are you?
BillyWitchDoctor.com.
That's right, it for my bit.
Did you want to talk about their dumb poll?
Oh, you mean the one that I won?
This is from 2 weeks ago. No one cares anymore.
This is the one that I won, right? The one that I was correct on?
Oh, boo-hoo. Fucking blind squirrel catches a goddamn nut in the chocolate factory.
Did we even have a poll? Did we even set up a poll?
Yeah, we did. It was on Twitter.
There's a poll on Twitter as well. Yep.
Ba-ba. Did we do one on Facebook?
Violet Beauregard.
Was there one on Facebook?
Dumb.
I don't know. I didn't set it up. All I know is I won.
Yeah, I think. I think I came in last. I tied for last with, I think, Stupid Charlie in the Big Head. So I think
we need to be very clear when we talk about the fact that Violet Beauregard would absolutely
lose,
get smacked by all three of our choices.
Can we read some of the Facebook comments that were posted?
Charlie would have fucked her up too, Kyle. I'm on your side with that.
Mm.
You're high.
Well, what else are we supposed to do?
It's got a point.
Let's see. I mean, where's this post at?
Violet Beauregard is a goddamn monster.
Let's see. My friend Paul weighed in. He said Augustus, he would eat the other kids.
Shut up, Paul.
Teach his pet.
I am the best at this.
That was a good thread. I thought David said somewhere he picked Old School Mike TV.
Yeah, he didn't say Old School Mike TV.
Yeah. So I got another stupid pick. I thought David was supposed to be like a little bit smart, but whatever.
Didn't pick Violet. Violet, you're turning violet.
Yeah, David, how are you going to shoot someone with a cat pistol? They don't hurt. You can't hit anybody with that. I don't shoot nothing.
Fumes.
Throw it at you.
You're down one gun at somebody?
I have a whole bandolier.
You have to use the whole school entire of caps bandolier to scare people.
Mm-hmm.
And then guess what? Now Violet has a gun.
To throw back.
Yeah, to throw back.
And she's probably used a boomerang once.
She's Batman, almost.
You didn't tell me that when we were arguing.
I wanted to keep it under wraps, but now it's off.
She's got a tool belt.
Yeah, she's got a utility belt. She has a
basically
cowl.
Picked like the dumbass Asperger's Riddler from fucking 2005 Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Fuck,
you did.
He's gonna get picked so bad.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I tried to let you know Violet was the right pick, and you just didn't. We could have won together.
You're wrong, though.
Yeah.
I'm not okay.
Speaking of Riddlers, the Riddler from Gotham was the best Riddler.
I don't have this conversation with you.
Fine, man.
How's that sound?
That sounds all right.
Okay. Yeah.
I do know a lot about Batman, so I don't blame you for not wanting to have this conversation.
As he just sinks lower and lower,
just
into his
melting
chair.
Away.
I don't want to be here anymore.
You know, his real name is Bruce Campbell. Let's go on with any other topic. Jarrett, what's your topic?
My topic is okay, Kyle.
Do we need to have an intervention with you about your Animal Crossing habits?
I think we do. I think
we should.
We need
about what?
You were driving the car to my house with the Animal Crossing playing.
I was 100% playing Animal Crossing while driving to your house. Yes, I was. That is a true statement.
And you know what? I'll bail you out on this one. You can only do that since there's no other traffic out right now because no one else is leaving their homes.
Don't fine. Excuse this
no,
behavior.
You can't excuse that.
Not,
that
was cool do when I not say it excuse that way. This behavior.
I would have
if
done
in a,
it.
In a zombie apocalypse, are you not going to text and drive?
No.
I think, yeah. Actually, I think
you're not
specifically
text.
In
there's
a zombie
there's
apocalypse,
there's
I'm definitely not texting and driving.
Play a snake.
I think I'm definitely not doing that.
With a real snake.
A real question. How often are you on your phone where are you driving?
Always.
That's not the same thing, Gage.
But
I want to start somewhere.
A Switch is a giant phone.
Ian, how often are you on your phone when you're driving?
I try not to be on my phone. Usually, I'm only on my phone to change my music.
Kyle?
I would say the same, but I'm on it more than I should be.
Damn it, Kyle. You're the worst person I've ever heard of.
Sorry.
I'm on my phone to change the music also. I hit next, but now I've discovered my car has buttons, so I can just hit next, and I don't have to do anything because it's Bluetooth.
My car also has buttons, but I still drive with my knees.
Sometimes my car is so goddamn dumb, and it's like, I turn on the music and then it plays the one song and it's like, oh, that's all you got. It's the only song that you know.
And
then
I have to like that exists.
I have to open up Spotify. It's like, oh yeah, Spotify. And then it plays the rest of them.
My car does that too, except I only use Spotify for my phone, but my car auto defaults to iTunes. And for some reason, it only plays one iTunes song from my library on my phone. And it's Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo. And that's all it plays until I actually make it select Spotify. I'm like, stop playing the same fucking Oingo Boingo song every time I turn my car on.
I was going to guess
mine
like a
does
U2
that,
song.
But it plays...
U2, yeah.
Or like...
It plays Kendrick Lamar. Every time.
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah. Lamar.
Menar? Isn't that what Master Chief wears?
Yeah.
No, he wears a menorah.
Oh, that's right.
Master Chief's Jewish?
So when you're on your phone, are you texting the whole time? Or are you guys...
I mean, it depends on what I'm doing.
Snake?
What are the kids doing with their phones now?
Sometimes so I'm playing a game. Sometimes I'm watching Hulu. Or Netflix.
While you're driving?
Yeah.
Jared, I have a question. What? Are you able to put your phone in where your speedometer and everything is?
No.
So you can kind of just like, oh, okay.
He hasn't thought of it.
I didn't mean to give you an idea or anything.
He like sits down there and like looks at his leg while he's driving. He's like,
That would make it easier for him.
Because I would do that when I used to like drive home from work, when I had like a 45-minute commute. Sometimes I'd put something on Netflix and kind of just like, just look up to the road and look down and watch a little bit. Look up, look down a little bit.
You guys
and
are watching. Fucking
exactly.
You're
wild. It's not. You're a wild
like, you guys
humans.
Are going to start all kinds of car accidents.
No.
How many kids you run over, Kyle?
Not enough.
You don't
no
even
comment.
Know because you're not looking at the goddamn road.
Can't count them. They don't know.
They still haven't been found, so
there's
none.
There's speed
gauge.
Bumps on the highway, you know.
Ugh. Have you guys ever fell asleep driving?
Almost.
Yep.
So I had a scare once where I did that thing where you're like...
Yep, I've done
one
that.
One of those. And I, like to me, of course, it's just like that. But like I always hear that when you dip down like that, that's like 5 seconds of real time. And so I woke up by almost hitting the guardrail, but I had rumble strips, and I was like,
yeah.
And then I was never more awake in my life.
Hey, right,
hour
right.
Of my drive, because I was on a road trip, but I was like, and I was by myself, but I was like, fuck me. Yeah.
Yep.
I
fell asleep when I was still in the the Navi, and I was driving to Roanoke.
Uh-huh.
And it was like 5:30 in the morning. I had to be there at 8:00. And I realized that I woke up way too early. Didn't need 3.5 hours to get there. And I fell asleep, like driving. I was just, you know, I did that where I was like, you know, totally fine. Then all of a sudden it's like, well, hey, I'm dreaming about something. Wait. And you wake up. I pulled over at a truck stop, a welcome center, and I took a 30-minute nap.
Hell yeah.
That was the most responsible thing I think I've ever done in a car.
Take a nap in a car.
Yeah.
The night that we ate that hot sauce,
your body tried to give up.
It did. I fell asleep driving home. I fell asleep 15 minutes from my house, and I woke up on my street. Shit was scary as hell. I didn't remember driving or anything.
That happens to me sometimes where, I don't black out like I pass out, but, I just forget that I've been driving, and I'm, already at my destination. I'm like, wait, I don't remember driving anything to get here. What the fuck was I doing?
Yeah, I remember leaving your house and then nothing, and then I was on my street.
Well, some say there's not much outside of my house.
That's true. It all does look the same, especially at night.
Kyle, what about you?
One time I was driving back from Hershey with a friend, and I was driving, and I almost nodded off, and it's fucking terrifying. Because, back from, a water park and everything, you're wet and tired, and, everything sucks, and...
That's what you do when you think, you take a road trip to a water park, you're like, oh, I probably shouldn't have gotten to the water park and got back in my car.
Yeah.
I'm studying these wet clothes. Unless you take a change of clothes or something.
And I have cloth, too, so that's a fun time.
There you go. That's a good smell.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That lingers. That lingers, too.
That time that me and you drove to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And then drove back, I was so tired. And in my head, I was like, I bet Kyle's pretty tired.
I was fine.
We ended up stopping at Sheetz or whatever. That was a rough night.
Yeah. Driving's scary. Sleeping's scary. Playing Animal Crossing while you're driving, though.
Yeah.
Come on.
So, Jared, I have a question. What are you doing in Animal Crossing? Real. Are you running around and planning stuff, or how intensive is this activity you're
catching
doing in Animal Crossing?
So, what fishing. I'm doing is I'm going from my house to the store, saying turnip prices, and then he disrespects me, and then I hit Timmy and Tommy fucknut. They disrespect me. With low ass prices. I hit the little minus button on my Switch. It says, are you sure you want to wrap up for the day? And I say, yes. And then it saves. Then I go back to the menu and I say, hey, it's tomorrow now. I turn the game back on. I run from my house to the shop. Timmy and Tommy Nook disrespect me once again. And I repeat.
So you have, it's like a gameplay loop instead of an actual, I'm running around, doing stuff on my island, making this little outside cafe.
I am doing stuff for my island, trying to get money.
Do you do quests?
I mean, yeah, basically, you have to do fucking everything on the island for that dumb old Tom Nook.
Yeah, basically.
Stupid.
I'm not familiar with Animal Crossing. I've never played any of them.
Well, go buy it.
So
no.
So okay. Gage and
Jared Switch
have been playing a lot of Animal Crossing.
Switch.
Yeah.
I have it, and I haven't been playing a lot of it.
Good. Good.
I'm very lazy in this game. I have three houses currently being built. And I have to get everything for the houses to build the houses. I have
collected. Right? I don't fucking care enough
it's
about.
Really
it.
Easy.
I really don't care. Yeah.
You make 6-9 things. It's so easy.
Fuck that.
Irrelevant. Don't want to do it.
It's
more people to come and annoy me. 18 I'm good.
Things, but
18 things.
Yeah,
that was three things for each house.
Three inside, three outside for each house.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I only know that because I kept the things on the outside still. So anytime I run by this house, I'm like, are they going to put those fucking things anywhere else? But then I realize I can just steal them if I want.
Yeah, so what I did is I put the three things outside their house, and then when they moved in, I took them back.
Yeah,
See, I was going to say, are they still displaying those items? And it's I had to build this for this house, and they're not displaying them? Well, then fuck you.
Yeah, fuck
you. You didn't how I built it? Fuck you.
This game sounds like shit. The way I did like it. Dirt shit. Ian.
Play you a real game. You should get Animal Crossing, though, Ian.
Nope.
I tell you, I just finished the Final Fantasy VII Remake, and that's a real-ass game. That game is fucking dope.
You should play. I've been playing I Want to Be the Boshi.
I know that's a bad game.
That's a fucking
run that game?
They do. Yeah. That game is a fucking game and a half. I'm stuck on Sonic and he's pushing my shit in.
How many times have you died?
7,676.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, hell yeah.
And I'm on world 5 out of 10 or 11. I'm not having fun.
Damn, bro.
The platforming's great. The bosses are just, ugh. I love the platforming aspect. The bosses are just dog ass.
Is that game free?
Yep.
Is it on PC?
Yep.
Cool. I might get it.
Yeah, you go to the Boshi Wikipedia and at the bottom it has the download link for the game.
Is it really?
Yep. Made by Solgrin.
And you don't have to donate, right?
Nope.
Cool.
Just download it and then you just play it and then you hate your life.
Well, I already do that.
It's like an extra step.
Yeah.
Robbie.
What
Robbie
is a Boshi?
I don't know. I have no idea what a Boshi is.
Okay,
I want to be it.
Why do you want to be it? Why do you want to be him?
It's coveted.
It's coveted. It's the Illuminati eye. All-seeing eye. But I got Robbie into playing it. And he's at 10,000-something deaths. And he's a world behind me.
Jeez.
It's pretty fun.
Sounds infuriating.
Do you have to check your deaths in that game, or does it tell you?
It tells you.
Okay.
Top left, there's a counter. It tells you how many deaths you've got.
Gotcha. Because like when I was playing Cuphead, and I was like, hey, you can check this pool over here, and you go check the pool, and it's like, you've died this many times. I'm like, well, fuck you, game. I don't want to play anymore. I'm done here.
That was a thing in Dark Souls 2, right? The monument?
Yeah. See your deaths in Dark Souls 2.
Well, cool.
Crazy shit.
Kyle, what did you want to talk about?
Have you guys finished Tiger King yet?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Have you guys seen the new episode?
So, I didn't see it.
For those of you that have finished it, have you seen the newest episode?
The one with Joel McHale, right?
Yes.
No, I heard it wasn't worth watching, so I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, really?
You heard it was what?
I like Joel McHale.
Not worth watching.
That's
I like Joel McHale, too.
So they kind of...
Is it a podcast?
Is it a Where Are They Now?
Might as well be.
Yeah, I think it is, Kyle.
They put it out like, oh, there's another episode coming, kind of, and it made everybody think that there was another, like an unreleased episode that they had, and it's just Joel McHale interviewing people from the show.
Right.
But it's interesting to hear the things that they have to say that aren't edited by the people that made the show. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Right.
So where you kind of go through watching the show thinking certain people are on one side or think a certain way, and then you get to this end show and they're like, no, fuck that. I'm glad he's in jail. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah, because I saw the...
Carol Baskin killed her husband, but...
I saw the creators of the show were like, listen, we're not like Joe Exotic fans or anything. We know he did terrible things. Right. But like... It comes off that way, but everybody in the show is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've seen it all, and it did that same thing that like all these I don't want to say clickbaity, but that's the only way I can think of to describe it right now. Documentaries where like you won't believe this and this and this. It was kind of like it almost feels like it was shot like a BuzzFeed article is written. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I feel that.
And like every time I open up Netflix and that's like the number one trending thing, it shows again another scene from the show and I'm like, oh, I can't believe this happened. Check out Tiger King. Blah, blah. So it was interesting, and I'm not surprised anything that's going that's going to happen, but I think there was almost too much drama from the people to really care about the real issue of like the tigers being locked up. So they get like 15 seconds at the end of the whole series where it's like, hey, you know, there's more tigers in captivity than the wild. See you later. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Cool. I don't know. I think it was a fun ride though. And I think some of the stuff that wasn't really involved with the tigers was, I don't want to say interesting to the point where I was like, oh wow, tell me more. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe people are like this, but at the same time, fuck. We are making celebrities out of the wrong people.
So who here watched it like immediately when it came out? Did anybody here watch it immediately when it came out?
No, I gave it
I did. I saw it and I'm like, I've heard of this dude. Holy shit. And I watched it all in the first day.
I did not watch it till about a week later, week and a half maybe. I thought it was a fictional like Netflix series. Like I thought
mockumentary.
I thought Netflix made it. Like it was a TV show.
Oh, I thought you were okay.
I kept seeing
documentaries. What the fuck are they called?
The thing Kyle just said out loud, mockumentaries?
No, what the series is called on Netflix.
Oh.
Fuck. It's like the one where they put poop in the school or something.
Oh, American Vandal.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah.
American Vandal.
Anyway, I thought it was, I thought you might have thought it was like that.
So I thought that it was like a TV show, right? Because I kept seeing the pictures of Joe and it, there's no way a human being looks like that, right? Yeah, he does.
Well, he saw a tiger. Tiger saw a man.
I love that song.
It's dude, his songs are good.
It fucking slaps.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
They're not even his songs, though.
He wrote them.
Debatable.
He just didn't sing them. He just didn't sing them.
He sanctioned them.
I do love that he sang at the funeral for that one guy, though.
He actually...
Travis and his golden nuggets.
Hey, Gage, I think he lip-synced that.
I think he did, too.
I'm sure he did. I'm pretty sure he did.
What can't Joe Exotic do?
Fool the world.
At this funeral.
Yeah. Talking about his golden nuggets.
And so, some of that show, and I Joe has his own thing going on, but it seemed like maybe, and to me, he maybe, when he gets into his political side of his career... Do you think he only did that because he was having a documentary about him? He was like, Joe Exotic knows how TV's made. He knows what people want to watch. He's been hanging out with that reality TV show guy for a while for Joe Exotic TV. And now he's got like a documentary crew following him for these so many years that they were with him until that point. And he's like, you know what makes good TV? New big shit. I'm going to run for president.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to fucking want to watch this. They're going to think... I'm Joe Exotic. I'm the Tiger King guy. I got a documentary being made about me. I have to get votes and things. And then he did the governor thing and all that. That's what I think.
He got what, 19%?
Of the governor vote?
Something like that. 17%, 19% of the vote?
Yeah.
Something crazy. But yes, I 100% believe that. Because there's a scene where he's like, the director is explaining, once the camera started rolling, he would just like start like having quote-unquote meetings and just start yelling at people. Yeah. Just because he knew the cameras were rolling. So yeah. I 100% believe it, that it was all for publicity or a stunt or whatever.
When, we're getting into spoilers for Tiger King. So if you haven't seen Tiger King yet, just go watch Tiger King. I saw a ton of memes of it before I watched the show, and I was still surprised by the show because so much shit happens. When the building got burnt down that had all the tapes and stuff in it,
mm-hmm.
Do you think Joe did that?
Yes.
I think so too.
After the tapes got burnt, after everything got burnt down and the guy left, his house got burnt down.
Whose house?
The reality guy.
Kirkman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they burnt his house down too. And then he moved to Norway.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but like three people's houses got burnt down after that incident. that were in relation to Joe.
Damn. I felt bad for the alligators in that place, though. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Dude. Just burned up a bunch of alligators.
There's this big theory that Jeff Lowe is Carol Baskin's first husband.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because they showed pictures and they look very similar.
Wouldn't Carol Baskin be like, wait, or maybe Carol Baskin money?
They think that Carol Baskin hired Jeff Lowe to fuck over Joe.
I really like every time I hear.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was about to.
I say even though he's the one in jail, but everybody thinks Carol Baskins is the worst person on the show. They're all terrible people, and I do like at the end when what the fuck is that guy's name? Jeff Lowe, right?
Foxworthy.
No.
Jeff Lowe,
the guy that's like banging out babysitters and things, right?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, when looking for like, a third always.
Oakley.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, now we're making a new resort up here, and then I've got this guy that also hates Joe Exotic working for me, and then like 2 minutes later, it's like, now we're not friends anymore. Fuck that guy. It's like, Jesus Christ. So how about you just not lie to one person? Just once.
Or just lie a little less.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop. Yeah.
Just don't be a...
Start with eight. let's work down slowly.
My favorite was the really heavy set guy on the jet ski.
Bro,
the informant. Part of the whole thing.
No. That scene went on for a long time, and I was there too for it. Long. I was like, fucking, yeah, let him have
fucking
let him
get it, dog.
This dude narked out on that dude, but then almost got in trouble anyway, and then helped this guy escape this, but was now he's regretful of it. Give him his jet ski time. Give him his jet ski time to Iron
Tiger. Have you guys ever been to any of those places that is in the show?
The Tiger Resort stuff?
Yeah.
No.
I was at Doc Antle's.
Really?
Well, yeah, we went to Doc Antle's for vacation one time, a long time ago. But I in Myrtle Beach, and I remember it because we have pictures of us with tigers.
I don't like those things.
That shit's wild.
Yeah, because anytime I see like the tigers that are like for pictures, they're like heavily sedated and like they're all fucked up, and I'm like
just a little bit.
I don't like any of that. Doc Antle, also a piece of shit.
Dude, he's a crazy person.
Doc Anno's making like a sex cult for girls, and then he's like luring him with tigers, and Joe Exotic's doing the same thing for boys, but with meth, and then Jeff Lowe's lying to everybody, and there's actual drug lords in this, and Carol Baskins may or may not have killed her husband, but she gets married to that new guy, and they're doing wedding photos, but the other guy's dressed like a tiger. Everything is so bizarre of these people.
It's weird seeing a show and then, like, each of the characters is like, we could probably have a season just on that person.
Right. Exactly.
Joe was the first one. Next is going to be Carol and what the fuck happened. And then it's going to be, like, Cult Man. And then, I don't know.
The show is like Comedy 101, where it's like, when you're writing comedy, it's either, you know, your first steps are either everybody in the world is crazy except your main character is not crazy, or your main character is crazy and everybody in the world is not crazy. And in this situation, everybody in the world was crazy, and the documentaries were like, what are we finding out here? And I think the documentary is supposed to be about, at first, like that purchase of that snake you see at the beginning of the show, and another guy's like, I got a snow leopard in my van. Yeah. Like, why?
Yeah. Like, he doesn't say it like it's the craziest thing that anybody's ever said.
Leopard out there in the van. You want to go see it? Like, you can't just say that sentence. Yeah. You don't just get to say that normally.
We're in, like, Oklahoma. We're in Florida. Like,
it's
what?
It's hot as fuck outside. Why is there a snow leopard down here?
There's no snow.
Oh, the pelt. You mean the pelt, right? Yeah. Not a living
thing. The whole thing. Inside and out.
Is it a stuffed animal? Oh, no. It's a real thing. Fuck me.
Oh, it's stuffed with guts.
Guts, yeah. Man, that show is wild. What was the most shocking part of the show for you? Because I know it is for me, 100%.
Oh, I think it's probably the same thing.
It might be
everybody.
The same thing.
I don't remember.
The suicide?
Did you guys know that a Ruger can't fire without the clip?
Like the lead up sentence to like half accidental suicides where it's like, oh, a gun can't shoot no bullets in it? Pow!
Well, that's what. Have you seen the newest episode yet?
No.
Okay, so. I just said that. The guy that's in the chair that sees it. Right? Yeah. I don't remember his name.
The manager or whatever.
Yeah. That's security footage. And I'm like, that's weird. We're seeing this for a long time and only one person's on it. And then you see a flash and the guy goes, like, oh shit. What a great security camera.
He said,
holy shit.
He said after the fact, like in that last episode, that he was he was talking to him and he said, yeah, but a Ruger can't fire without the clip and put it up to his head.
Right.
And he says,
well, he said that during the series.
He's super certain that he did not intend to kill himself.
But, I believe it. Yeah. But
damn.
I mean, that dude was on a spiral of fucking...
Yeah.
Talk about blowing your mind.
Gay man. Yeah, no shit.
How many fake gay people can you fit in one zoo, though? Like, really? Like, honestly.
At least what about that lady who got her arm ripped off, and then she was like, 5 days, I was back to work.
Yeah, like a week later. Like, what? No big deal.
God. I mean, like, no. You're paying me all the money you have.
He will never financially recover from this.
I know. Bro, I have been trying to get a debit card cover, like a sticker that goes over your debit card that says I will never financially recover from this. And my debit card, it won't let me pay for it. Like, it won't accept my card.
Because it's printing, though.
Well, because it's from it's a Canadian website. Canadian.
Yep. I like how Jared went to blow website. On his phone and, like, went through the mic to, like, blow it off.
I tried to go away. Like, damn it. I tried to go away because there's a hair on my screen.
It was our first podcast.
Yeah, it is.
What are we, a work podcast?
Oh man, fucking Tiger King.
It like Tiger King reminds me of the John Mulaney joke. Like, it's like it keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
Like what's
it's a train wreck. You can't look away.
It's just like, I don't know. It's not depressing enough to not watch it, but it's just, it doesn't have, like, it's, there's no happy ending for it at all.
Whenever they do those Netflix specials, because they did one before that about Aaron Hernandez and stuff, and I was like, that was a really good one.
It was.
3 episodes. Fun. Yeah. Cool. When I saw Tiger King at 7, I was like, what the fuck are they going to do for 7 episodes? And I'm like, holy shit. How is there not more of this somewhere? Did they just run out of, like, are they just, they've caught up to now? And like, okay, well, we'll just keep making the show now. It was like when they made To Make a Murderer, and that was 8 episodes or 10 episodes. I'm like, this is a lot of fucking episodes. We don't need this many. And then they have a second season.
Yeah, right.
I haven't finished it.
I don't know why. He was guilty.
Yeah, I mean, by all accounts, I mean, he was guilty. But it's all about like the portrayal of the documentaries, right? So you're like, you're supposed to believe one thing, and you get all that side, and you really only hear from the side that they're trying to defend instead of the other people who are like, well, no, we found this kind of evidence too. And it's like, oh, the evidence is stacked against them because of what we know, but instead of what we see. So to anybody, they might see like, oh, that kid was totally innocent the whole time. This is fucked up what they do. And I think, well, some of that is fucked up, but I don't know the whole story. I am not in on that.
Yeah.
Also, don't own tigers. Just fucking
don't.
Yeah, please don't.
Just don't own a tiger.
Don't.
Monkeys, sure. Tigers, no.
Right. Oh. Ross was fine with a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Lions, tigers, and bears, keep them out. No way.
But if you had to have an exotic animal for a pet, what would it be?
Define exotic.
Tiger. I would get a jaguar.
Define exotic.
I don't.
Yeah, no, do it, Kyle. Define exotic. How about
I was gonna say safari animal. Joe? Yes, own Joe.
I would get cat that I want already that I'm going to buy eventually. Savannah. These things are nuts.
Gorilla for sure. Silverback gorilla.
No,
for sure.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
That's
security. No, security. I don't interact with him at all.
The morning that guy decides, we're out of food right now. And you're like, I'm going to the store right now. He's like, no, you're not. I'm going to rip your genitals off.
Fucking arms off.
You can come with me if you want.
Yeah. I'm going to eat you now because guess what? I'm hungry now. Sorry, Kyle. You're dead.
Nah, we'd be good. We'd be tight.
The monkey that Ross had in Friends would be cool. Or Ace Ventura, that monkey. Same thing.
That was actually one of his animals, Gage.
Doc Antles.
So, Doc Antles.
The monkey?
Yeah, from Ace Ventura. From Ace
Ventura.
How many babes did he get with the monkey?
A lot of... Actually, I think all of the animals were Doc Antles in Ace Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Okay. Not a plug.
Not a plug.
Not a plug.
Good movie. Great movie.
Ace Ventura?
Yeah, both of them.
How many things can you remember from those movies? Because I think I've seen both, but I can't tell which one is which one.
I remember a lot from those movies.
Here, I'll throw out the scenes that I remember. I remember him getting stabbed in the thighs. That's one of my favorites, of course.
Okay, that's the second one.
The rhino part? Is that the second one also?
That's the second one.
The part with the white bat that he runs out of the cave screaming at?
Second one.
The raccoon dying when they're cave climbing?
Second one.
Maybe I've only seen the second one then.
Is Dan Marino in any of it?
Which one has the Monopoly man?
Second one.
Shit, I might have only seen the second one.
Yeah, the first one was the Miami Dolphins with Dan Marino and Einhorn as Finkel.
Yep.
I think I've seen the end of that movie then. Is that it takes place in warehouse?
That's where the ending scene is, yeah.
Okay, I think I've seen maybe the end of that then. Which laces out the butt, out of his butt in the first one?
What?
Does he talk with his butt in the first one or the second one?
Both.
Wait, that's not at the party at the second one? He's talking to the fox guy?
He does it to the fox guy.
Okay.
Yeah, but in the first one, he does it to Tone Loke, who's his partner at the police station. Or it's not his partner because he doesn't work for the police, but it's like his friend at the police station. And he talks to him.
He's a pet detective.
Yeah.
Informant.
Pet dick.
Yeah.
Is what they call him.
I kind of wish he was a detective for pets. So like a squirrel would be like, that dude stole my nuts. And he was like, no.
I'm on the job.
Yeah, he beats up squirrels, punches squirrels for an hour. Oh, man.
This bear took our picnic basket.
Ooh, I'm not fighting a bear.
It looks like that bear's eating good, you know?
Yeah, bear wants it, bear's got it, though.
That's all I got to say. Yeah, that's the one with the dolphin, and then he jumps in the... Dude, the shark pit was the scariest moment when I was a kid.
The scariest moment.
In the first movie, they think that this guy who collects exotic animals has the dolphin. And he goes up to a water, like this big water pit that's in his basement. And he's like hiding. And he's like this big water tank. And he has like a bucket of chum. And he's like drop it in the water like, come here, dolphin. And then like it's a big shark, like a great white. And it knocks him in the water. And it starts like reenacting the Jaws scene where he's getting like pulled around.
Damn. Ooh,
that shit scared me bad when I was a kid.
Yikes.
Do you think there's going to be a retrospective movie that's made, like, not a documentary but about Jim Carrey, where it's like they get an actor who's famous at the time, whenever it's made, to play all the Jim Carrey parts in, like, a documentary? Not a documentary, but, like, a biography, whatever, about him. Like, you have to, in this movie, you got to go be Ace Ventura, you got to be The Mask, and you got to do In Living Color, and
Truman Show.
Dumb and Dumber.
What the fuck was the other one?
Liar, Liar?
No.
Fun with Dick and Jane?
Fuck.
What year?
Ish. Andy Kaufman. Andy Kaufman.
Oh, yeah. Man on the Moon. Yeah.
Whew.
Jim Carrey's great. Good.
Jim Carrey's great. What's your favorite Jim Carrey movie? Wrong answers only.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Number 23.
Oh, that's a good one, Kyle. That's a really
fucking
good one.
Fucking A, Kyle.
I forgot about 23.
Came out on my birthday, I'm pretty sure.
Shit, I gotta rethink my whole fucking plan here.
Yes, I have Sunshine. A lot of bad movies.
Yes, Yes Man.
I don't
like
Eternal Sunshine that much.
Yes Man wasn't bad.
I haven't seen it yet. It's on Netflix.
Yes Man
was
pretty good.
Never seen it. I was gonna say Batman Forever, but I won't.
Ooh.
Oh, what's the one, Mr. Popper's Penguins?
Yep.
Yep. There you go.
Yep. Good pull.
Yeah.
What's the one with Mr. Popper's Penguins? Oh, Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Yep.
I was answering my own question, Gage, okay?
The titular.
Would have ever done that, you dummy?
Don't. I'm smart show, now. Gage. I'm half a decade old.
Jared, what about you?
What about me?
All right, fine. Okay. Did he make a cameo in The Mask 2? Can I pick that?
Okay. Was there a picture with him in it?
If
possibly.
There is,
there's got to be.
I don't think so.
Remember when this guy gave it to us? And then, like, that's it.
Remember the old mask? No, Chief like Kennedy, stop being so referential. Jackass.
Yeah.
I like The Mask,
Fun with
too.
Dick and Jane.
Son of the Mask.
There you go. Okay.
Fun with Dick and Jane was good.
It was good.
I don't think I've seen it.
He didn't say what was your least favorite movie.
No, I've seen Fun with Dick and Jane.
He
said
what's your favorite movie? Wrong Answers Only.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fun with Dick and Jane's good.
Yeah, it was good.
Still not my favorite movie.
They robbed that building.
You just said it was.
The building?
That's the point.
Yeah, I don't remember if it was a bank.
They robbed a lot of
things. Or if it was the place that they worked at the end.
Well, they were going to get indicted.
I like when they tie the guy up and they have like the voice changers and he's doing the robot thing. Like, that's Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Can't fool me. I was thinking of Me, Myself, and Irene. If that's what I thought you were answering.
That's
I
a pretty good movie.
Though.
I still haven't seen all of that yet. I've seen up to like the cowl scene, and that's
it. I'm watching it in parts over a few months.
Yeah. It's a little too heavy for me, so gonna
can't
take
tell
it easy.
Which one's Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Which
it's
one's
scary.
You, which one's me?
Is he me? He's myself. Then Irene shows up, and it ruins the whole thing.
She hasn't showed up yet, which I'm about an hour in, and it's getting weird, so...
Huh. Maybe you're Irene.
Is it a mirror at the very end? It's just me?
Well, when he starts talking hacked into your TV, webcam. Like he's talking at you, Kyle. That's what
yeah. Fuck.
Like Dora the Explorer.
Where's Sniper? Swiper.
No, that's it.
Where's Sniper? No sniping.
Sniper, no quickscoping.
You got a YY ladder stall.
Can you silent shot kids?
You know, we should do a Mascot Madness one day of Jim Carrey characters.
Oh, I like it. I like that a lot.
Right,
that
can we call it Jim Characters?
No.
Jim Caricatures.
Can we call it Jim Caricatures?
Sure.
Caricatures?
Caricatures?
I wanted to sound a little different, but still the same.
You could have said characters.
No. No, I couldn't, Ian. No, I couldn't. My brain won't let me do it.
Fine. Don't then.
Okay.
It's your topic now, Gage.
I didn't have a topic. I thought that was the end of the show.
God, okay. You suck.
We're an hour and 20 in. We're fine.
Okay.
We gave the kids what they want. We talked about furries. We talked about Jim Carrey. We hit all the notes.
Talked about work podcasts.
Mm-hmm. We got through all of Tiger King without talking about furries.
That's true.
That's because it was all gay and meth. And husband killing.
Was that different from furries?
And like four teeth.
Yeah. Three.
He's got a full head of him now.
Man, that guy had a tattoo on his fucking pelvis.
Yeah,
the
he did.
Of Joe Exotic.
Dude, he committed hard.
Oh, man. And then the cover-up tattoo didn't even get rid of all the letters.
Nope.
Well, the cover-up tattoo sucked. It was so bad.
There's more also to the cover-up tattoo than they showed on the show.
Oh,
really? Yeah.
Fuck. I gotta watch this Joel McHale thing now.
Yeah.
How much of Joel McHale is it?
He also got his teeth fixed.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
He has his teeth
Netflix
back.
Money?
Yeah. Well, probably. Apparently he got his teeth fixed while they were still filming, but they didn't use any of the footage from that.
Of course not.
Oh yeah, we don't want a regular looking person on there. We want this methed out gay boy looking thing. He's not gay, Kyle.
Happy tea day. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Yeah, I'm tired of talking about it. Thank you all for coming along. I hope you all had a good time. Make sure to check out any work podcasts that come your guys' way.
Let me know if you...
Yeah, send them all to Gage. Again, you guys, you can find us on iTunes and on Google Play and on Spotify. And you can also find us on Facebook, where we have our polls and stuff. We don't have one this week, though. I won the last one, so, you know, just want to point that out really quick. Just no big NBD. And also, don't forget to rate the video and write a review, because we read every review that comes in our way, because we're committed to that bit.
Regardless of what it says.
Regardless of what it says. You can make Gage say provocative slurs.
Man, what's going to happen when we blow up and we're getting like 30 reviews a week?
That's when we make what's called an addendum.
I don't know what that word means.
We lie.
Other than that, thank you, Chef. Stay golden. Raise hail, praise Dale. And do it for Johnny.